Mike Nahan, the Liberal member for Riverton, has announced he will be retiring at the next state election. He joins you and me live on the radio right now. G'day, Mike.
Hey, Ali. How are you?
I'm well. It must be bittersweet to be announcing you're about to leave politics.
Oh, yeah. It's a tough gig, but a very important gig. But also one, as you might notice, is a bit addictive. People struggle to shake it off. And it was my time to call. It was a tough call. There's going to be an election in about a year's time. I was looking forward to that. But nonetheless, it's a call that my family and I made, and I'm comfortable with it.
As you leave politics, Mike, there's still a bit of time left. Don't worry. It's March 2021, so you've still got a year and a bit of time. But what will be your legacy, Mike, as you bow out of state politics?
Well, I guess it starts – the most important thing is winning your seat. And I won my first seat by 64 votes. You probably don't remember. And then I went on to win by over 4,000 and won the other election. So winning is important. And it's all about the people you represent. That's the first point in politics. And I have not only turned out to be popular, but I've left some legacies. One of the important ones is rebuilding Williston High School, which, along with these very large elite public schools, are the foundation stone of our public education system. And it has 2,450 kids. It teaches a large number of people, kids who are from lower income families, and allows them a pathway to university. So it's very important that champion row 8, being the treasurer in one of the most difficult times in our state's fiscal history, where our revenue collapsed. I don't care what people say, revenue collapsed. 16.5% decline in revenue over 3 years of my budget, which is a lot, first time in history. And keeping it more or less on the straight and narrow, arguing the case for privatization. Very difficult in this state, but I thought I did it what I needed to do. Also, I was energy minister, and one that people don't notice, I was the minister for multicultural affairs when we had a great diversity of people from around the world come and make WA home. And my task was to welcome them and assist them to being Western Australian. So it was an honor and an experience.
Any regrets, Mike?
No, you can't. Yeah. You got to take the cards that dealt you. On the fiscal side, on the treasury side, I got a terrible hand. And then my opponents, who've been wide, who's taken over, has a lovely hand and has in Victor's right history. So, but it is what life is, and you got to make the most of it. And people won't see it, I think I did the best that could have been done on the fiscal side with the position I was in. And as a result, I cut expenditure down to 2.5% per year. And Ben Wyatt is struggling to match that, I tell you.
Have you enjoyed the political roller coaster?
It is like a roller coaster, times of elation, times of doubt why you're here, and then some gut-wrenching periods also. I might add that some of the thrills was winning the Darling Range by-election, which everybody had written us off as hopeless and not even a chance, and we won it with a 9.3% swing. We had one good thing going for us, that is the best candidate possible, Melissa Hayden. That was a really good win, of course, winning Cottesloe. Also the last federal election, which I was the leader of the state opposition during, that was one that I was very, contrary to West Australia, very actively involved in. And that was a period of elation. But time to move on to something else, something to be decided later on. I'm not going to retire. I'm not the retiring type, but it's time to move on.
Can Lisa Harvey win the next state election?
Yeah, it's all about the economy. As someone said to Clinton, Bill Clinton, it's the economy, stupid. And the real issue is McGowan came in and cut the budget and raised fees, charges, and taxes very heavily when people were struggling in the budgets. Issues I think you were talking about today. And he played the political cycle, but not the economic cycle, went too hard on households' budgets with fees and charges and hurt them badly. And that's one reason the economy shrunk over 2 years and is struggling to recover. And the question is, will they hold him accountable for his actions, or will the wealth of money he now will spend make them forget about it. That's the my understanding of the calculus of the 2021 election.
And finally, who would you like to see grab your seat, Mike?
No, I understand at least four extremely good candidates will put their hands up, different with ties to Riverton, and I would support any one of those if the pre-selectors chose them.
Well, we appreciate all of your contributions to Perth Live over the years, Mike, and as you say, you're not retiring, but whatever is next, all the best and good luck with it.
Thanks, Ali, and thanks all for your allowing me to access the public in the past.
Pleasure. Good on you, Mike. Take care.
Yeah, bye.
Mike Nahan, the Liberal member for Riverton.